Catskill Mountain has gone around them like a sprinter. And Catskill Mountain accelerated to the lead at the top of the home straight and raced away from Supreme Thunder. Here with me, Laylaps, Montalbano and Good Life Diva. But, gee, hasn't he gone well first up today? Catskill Mountain, race clear and won by a space. Catskill Mountain, four or five lengths to Supreme.
Sounds like the fresh air of Hall's Gap did wonders for Catskill Mountain. I had a bet in that race, and I just got absolutely swiped by Catskill Mountain, trained by Andrew Bobbin. It caught my eye. That especially great call from Adam Crittenden as well, who summed up the speed that Catskill Mountain showed to go around the field. And Catskill Mountain's trainer is Andrew Bobbin, who's got a couple in at Ararat today. G'day, Andrew.
Hello, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. What about that win yesterday in the last at Kyneton?
Pretty exciting. He rounded them up very quickly. He's been going very well. For those people who study their trials or their jump outs, he trialled over 1,000 metres a couple of weeks ago and was very sharp. And I nominated for a 1,600-metre race, but history with this bloke suggests that that's just not far enough. I was confident enough he was fit enough for 1,860 or whatever it was, and, well, gee, he did a good job.
Good training effort. I guess trainers are adapting to these sort of things now, like first up over a bit of a distance, but it must have taken a little bit of groundwork to get Catskill Mountain there.
Certainly, we had a month's break in between last prep and this one. And, yeah, just getting a gist of what we can do here at the farm with these types of horses. So a bit of an experiment kicking off at that trip. I've never started a stayer over that sort of ground before. I'm usually 14 or 1,600. But confident enough that we had the right work into him. And he also had a bit of spring in his step as well because he was very sharp when Harry let him go.
Was it mainly work at home on the track that you've got there or a couple of jump outs as well?
He only had the one jump out, so he'd do 90% of his work here at the farm. So we've got the sand dune, then we've got a treadmill, and also 10 minutes away in the stall racecourse. But, yeah, the older horses, they seem to thrive out here. I think, you know, Jet Jitsu, who's in excellent form at the moment, he's a similar type of horse, a strange environment. He does everything here at the farm, and he's won three of his last five. Old mare, Riders Mischief, who goes around again at Moonee Valley, same thing. Just does everything at the farm, and she tries every single time. So something might be something in that country here that you mentioned before.
Absolutely. Catskill Mountain, can you come into town maybe over summer?
Yeah, I think so. Sandy McGregor and his partners own the horse, and, of course, they always have a view to go jumping. I gave him a hurdle trial late last preparation, and I'm not convinced that he likes wet ground, so that's why I only gave him a short break and had a view to get him to the firmer tracks over the summer. So hopefully they are what's on the menu ahead. And yeah, he could find himself in a 70 or a 78 somewhere in town if things keep progressing. But I think the next logical step is probably a race in Adelaide. But I'm yet to study the calendar.
All right. Well, you're halfway there. So hey, two runners today: Cato Lake in race one and Boadicea in race two. Are we having a little crack today?
Cato Lake, I'd say we've just been chasing the good Vovis money that's on offer with her, so she might be just a more a place chance today. If she can't produce today, then she'll just come back a grade and run around the bush and win a maiden, which she is capable of. But it's too good a carrot in front of us with the Vovis money for her, but she'll be in there doing her best. Boadicea, it goes well. It just... I'd like to have drawn in a little bit closer. Ararat can be a tricky track. You've got to get into the right spot. She's drawn six there, so we'll leave the Holland to hopefully get somewhere where she can be sort of in the first handful. Hopefully she can sit one out, one back with cover. And if that works, then I expect her to run a good race.
You've done a bit of gear changing there, haven't you?
Yeah, she wanted to hang a bit in the last race there at Caston, and I'm not entirely sure Caston's the right track for her. And she's a horse that can be a little bit fierce in her work, so we put a tongue tie and a little bubble cheeker on her just to see if we can straighten her up a little bit. But I think if she can get into the right spot and get a bit of cover and have something to follow, then she'll go straight.
All right. Well, sounds like Boadicea might be the slightly better of the two. Good on you, mate. Well done yesterday. That was a very exciting win, and we may even see Catskill Mountain go jumping one day. So interesting career ahead, hopefully.
Good stuff. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, mate. Andrew Bobbin there.